numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you take it to sim, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. 1 week away from the NFL season. Big-time college football. I don't know about big-time college football tonight, but at least a Colorado game to amuse us either way. But, of course, it is Thursday. Hour number two. Pardon me. You know what that means. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. On that intro, my bad. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. How you doing, Bill?
How are we doing, guys? Everything good?
Doing very well. How are you?
A week away from the NFL.
Yes.
Yeah. And tonight there's some game. You know, there's games out there. North Carolina, Minnesota, Coastal Carolina, which my niece goes to that school, and Jacksonville State.
You have bets tonight?
I have a small bet on the under on North Carolina, Minnesota. Actually went against me. It's 15 and a half, so I have a little closing but line value, but I don't like when I bet under 51 and it goes to 49 and a half and then back up to 50 and a half. It means there's some opposition. So I always respect when other syndicates are playing something. So some of these smaller, I say smaller schools, I like to bet a lot of them in games, and they're not even lying. They're not even the FCS games. And I just think they're not looked at enough, you know, mm-hmm. like the Villanova football team or, you know, Bryant and Delaware. Like, those teams aren't looked at enough by the bookmaker at the beginning. When that line comes up, they usually get ironed out real quick. So I'm concentrating on them a little bit. Nothing real crazy this week. Just some futures and stuff. Yesterday, made a few bets under. I think, let's see. Fez texted me. He liked the under 10 on the Dolphins season wins minus 110. So I bet that for a little bit. But this time of the year, any professional will tell you, it's amazing how much money you have to have in apps when you're dealing with different sharp groups. There's not enough money for them. Yeah. There's not enough money to, you know, it's well into the deep six figures. If I count the tickets that are in Hard Rock and Foxwoods, oh boy, it's Scarface, as Tony Montana said to Seidelbaum, big number.
Yeah. As who could forget that?
Big number.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, by the way, nice job on the Circa Survivor docuseries.
Oh, we had fun there. It was nice.
Quest for $9.2 million.
Yeah, no, that was it's pretty good. I like what's going on there. And I guess we're filming. Are we spoiling it?
Well, no.
Oh, we're filming season two.
I was going to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Do you have anything new to say? I don't know if I can generate any other clever, wise remarks.
Yeah.
I kind of...
Gil's like, run it back.
You know, in general...
Just run it back.
In general, you know...
just put mine in.
Grab different sound bites from that interview from last year.
You know what? In general, it's hard to do. Let me tell you. I said this for you since day one on this show. It's so hard coming up with new content daily, 2 hours a day or 3 hours a day. You used to be on 4 hours a day?
5 hours a day.
5 hours a day.
Yeah.
But 5 hours a day of new content. That's so hard to do every single day.
But I had Matt and Kelly on the
still?
The yeah.
It's so difficult to be on that many hours a day. And, you know, like, because I do my show on the weekend on Fox Sports Radio. And so now they have asked me to do three other hits during the week. Now they asked me to do a Washington, D.C. Matter of fact, said, hey, can you come on only every week?
Who in D.C. was
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you their name.
Let's
and they said, hey, can
Fox you... Fox Radio affiliate there?
Yeah, it's Fox. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they were like, hey, here, John DiCarlo. Let me see if I can move around.
But it's a radio station, though, right?
Not DiCarlo. What I said? Yeah. Morning Drive Show, Fox Sports Radio, Hampton Roads, Virginia. I don't know. But it says
D.C.
Oh, really? Because he said, we'd like to talk about college and the NFL Commanders. That's our team.
Yeah.
So that's
their team.
Oh, and then, you know, but then he said the hours. We show between 7 and 8 a.m. Eastern time. I said, and Bill. I was like, wait a minute, that's 4 to 5 my time, drive time. Like
that is correct. That is the math.
So I said, listen, I'll do Thursday for you guys. I'll come on at 4:45 a.m.
Oh man.
Yeah, I said, listen, I'll do Thursdays for you guys. And they're giving me some options, maybe to do a little hit recording or something when then we can record, because it's 4:45. I get up at 6 anyway, so 4:45 is an hour and something earlier. So
look at you, multimedia star.
No,
that's
I'm just
a lot to commit to every week, though.
It is. Yeah. It's every week, and I'm trying to tell them that it is, and I'm doing hits on some of the other shows too during the week, which I don't mind. I do my own podcast, and then I do. I'm committed to do some other shows. There's a new show that I'm going to be doing Monday mornings in the Boston area called Corn Flakes and Crack, which I kind of like it. Look, it's pretty cool, right? Wouldn't you say?
Oh, I like that.
Corn flakes and crack. So I'll be doing that Monday mornings, and so it's tough to spread yourself thin, because let me tell you, all the media stuff and even Fox, I bet sports for a living.
I was going to say, are you capable of saying something different and interesting?
That was the purpose of me bringing up the whole subject.
Yeah.
How do you come up with something unique for each show?
Bill's going to be like, every show he's going to be like, what can be unburdened by what has been? You're gonna do that at every show.
No, but the Fox show, Fox hits are listen, they're a drive time crowd. I'll do hits on like Colin Cowherd or Doug Gottlieb, do a hit on their show advertising my show, and it's a drive time crowd, which is pretty public, general public crowd. So you can kind of say the same thing to them. It's different shows and stuff, so it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I just don't know how people do it 2 hours every single day without a plethora of guests.
Well, Bill, it's just a gift is what it is. Just a gift. Okay. What can I say? By the way, let's get this out of the way, because we've talked about it before, but now that we're 1 week ahead. So how many entries, Survivor finally, how many millions?
People get mad when I talk about this.
No, I like it, because you're honest about it.
I am.
You were the first one to be honest about it.
I was.
Because people were like, he's not allowed to do that.
Oh, God.
And now everybody's warm to it.
Yeah. Well, not really, but it's okay.
Okay. People still give you guff for
it? Well, of course they're saying, I only have 5 entries, and you're telling me your partner's on 28,
Yeah.
And why wouldn't I?
Well, you're not only, so how many do you have part in?
20. 10 and 10 in Survivor right now. But you water them down, because I actually farm them out a little bit for exchanges with other guys,
right,
with other sharp guys.
That's right.
So someone has 10%, actually 3 people have 10% of me. I have 10% of them. So that's, what I'm saying? Like, it's farmed out where I actually get little pieces of other people.
I see.
And the same thing now. I'll be blunt. I'll give everyone at home, you got a chance here. You got a week. We have more than a week, actually, right? You could sign up for – can you sign up for the millions in Survivor up until Saturday morning?
Well, you could play Survivor Thursday night, and if you crapped out, you could re-up.
Right, so you could play. So you have over a week here.
Yeah. But I believe you're right, Bill. I think sign-ups you can go to Saturday.
Sign-ups on Sunday.
I don't know what's behind me here, but I didn't look at the board today. Is a million – I'm sorry, the Circa Millions, are they? That looks like it's going to be a pretty good overlay, right?
Yeah, 2.4 mil right now.
They're not getting 2.4 million a week.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I think there's, this is the same thing every year. Like, how many people sign up in that last week, right? Like,
yeah.
I haven't signed up for anything.
You're also, I just want to give people a snapshot of this. Not only are you, again, as you just described it, you have, let's say, 20 yourself, you got 10% of somebody's, they got 10% of you, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But you're also a guy who, by the way, they didn't do enough of this necessarily. You couldn't get to everything in the docuseries. But one of the things that was not clear in the docuseries, for those who are the uninitiated to this stuff, is... at the end, you're a guy who invests in others,
I will.
Too.
We did last year.
So, because that's when they're showing Greg Jones is in the check ceremony, there's Fezzik, like, waving his hand. I'm like, how are we going to explain Fezzik to people?
No, yeah. No, I didn't see that part yet. But, I was in the audience there, because I only had a small piece. I had a small piece of Fezzik, so.
Oh, yeah, he had a piece of Fezzik with a piece of Greg.
Right, with a piece of Greg.
I should really watch how I phrase that.
It's the video, it's like Steve with his hand on Greg's shoulder behind him, and then it's Bill with his hand on Steve's shoulder.
And we were thinking about doing that, believe it or not.
But the what's so funny about that to me is Fez could not possibly miss the opportunity to have a photo with a large check.
I think he even bought the jacket. Like, you have to purchase the jacket. I think Steve bought the jacket.
Okay, you're not allowed to buy the jacket.
I think he bought his own jacket.
No, come on. As an investor, you should not have a jacket.
Oh, yeah, I think he got one.
Of course, I'm saying that.
That's like if you made it into a playoff at the Masters, being like, where's my green jacket? Let me pay for one. I got close.
I invested in you, Freddie Couples. No, you can't do that. But Fezzik is, you know, different.
Registration cutoff, 2 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Saturday, 2 p.m. Saturday.
I would imagine there's going to be a lot of people signing up.
Is 2 p.m. the deadline every week? Have they moved it to 2 p.m.?
I think it's 3 p.m., right?
Didn't they move it later? I feel like every year I'm rushing to get mine in by 2, and someone every year is like, yeah, Kelly, they moved that back.
It used to be 3, right? It used to be 3 o'clock. I don't know. Well, don't hold us that. But the deadline for the actual entries before the season starts is 2 p.m.
You know,
next Saturday.
So Sean Higgs just texted me. I only have 1 million. Do you know, sorry, do you want me to get 10 survivors for you? Let me just tell you something about Mr. Higgs.
Yeah. We love Sean Higgs.
I don't know if you guys know my story with him.
No.
So I could say it now. I'm throwing the Caesars. Yeah. So now, Super Bowl time. I've only seen Sean Higgs one time. I used to go back and forth to Atlantic City a lot. So I've only seen Sean one time. He said hello to me. He said, "Hey, come on down. I have one of those booths in Bally's in Atlantic City," which was a really nice setup in the beginning. It's about like $5.5 million on there. They didn't know it was going to be 85% app bets. The place is a graveyard now. So anyway, he had one of these nice things, and we'll talk about it after the break. And that's the first time I met him. But let me tell you about the second time I met him. Whew. We'll get back to that. That's going to be interesting.
Does that have something to do with you being banned from Caesars?
No.
No.
No. It has something to do with me and Sean destroying Caesars on something.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. Circa Millions picks due by 4 p.m.
Oh, 4 p.m. Beyond this first weekend, 4 p.m. Okay. More with the Crack Man. Unscripted. Numbers Game. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Bar Canada at the Dates. Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin, unscripted with Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakenman with a K on Twitter. Wise Cracks is the name of his podcast with John Orlando. We got tweets, Kelly. I'm just going to do a freestyle off the computer. How about that? DJ Jams, I turn on my VSiN channel this morning, and the very first thing I hear is... quote, the trainer's hand was down his pants, unquote. Good morning to you, Gil. Sorry about that. We're just, you know, talking about
Joey. If you could have seen me on my couch last night during that first set where I'm like, what's this guy doing? Like, what's the coach doing in the crowd with the ball kid? Like, he's like slipping him money. Like, what's going on here? You know, and then I had to rewind it and turn up the volume. Yeah, Djokovic, what? He needed some electrolytes or something?
Something.
It's still like a little shady. Like we don't have a better practice than some dude in the crowd just like handing the ball boy something to give to Novak. Feels like that process should be better.
Brosek 1870. Can you ask Bill what that brand of shirt he was talking about a couple months ago was? Wanted to check them out for my dad.
Cuba Vera. C-U-B. Cuba Vera.
I forgot Bill and I were supposed to have matching outfits.
CubaVera.com. Cuba
Vera, which I'm assuming is a play on Guayavera, which is how
it could be.
Been.
Yeah, no, and like they're like half price of like DXL store. So yeah, good site.
Mike Stacks, this is just my take, but I think the Patriots are a play against in Survivor until they change to Drake. When that happens, I'll back off. But until then, just bring it Jacoby. I think that's as good a strategy as any. Cheap prop bets. Most wins for September are up. Yes, I know William Hill Caesars has them up. He said he already made my bets, two teams. When will you make yours? it's coming. I think I'm going to. But I have to do it this week because it's over the weekend. Oh, yeah, it's too much. I got to buy my entries. I got to do a bunch of stuff. Hoops by Hoots, next documentary idea, as I just Ron Burgundy through all of these. Spin-off of Corn Flakes and Crack, Wasabi and Wishnev, where Todd reveals the sushi spot from the attic. And then Tim Murray's tweeting that he actually 2 years ago could dunk.
Oh, we got the video.
We got video
coming up. I think Matt has a video
ready.
Yeah,
we got video coming up of Tim Murray 2 years ago being able to dunk, but not so confident that he could do it now.
Yeah, I think he could. In the video, he got it easy, man. He dunked it easy. That's from 2 years ago. By the way, everyone wants to brag about their rewards points around town, right? DXL rewards points, Bill. I'm racking those up, baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You do get them. You get them when you buy something. I never turn them in. I'm an idiot. They're there. They're on my card.
They sent me an email the other day. They're like, you got $20 in rewards points to use.
No, he's right.
Hey, before you launch back into your Sean Higgs story, can I just shout out Steve the Proxy?
Oh, yeah, Steve, absolutely. Steve the Proxy. We should have done this last week.
Yeah. We really should have.
Steve in Vegas?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's 702 Steve Sports.
Oh, okay.
702 Steve Sports. Is where you can find him on Twitter. Steve the Proxy is what he goes by. He's a proxy for all these contests. He got us gifts, Kelly.
Did he used to be Steve in Vegas?
He used to be Steve in Vegas.
I think it's the same guy.
Oh, it's the same guy?
Same guy. Used to be Steve in Vegas, yeah.
Really good guy.
But he got me what do you call that, a thermos or whatever it is?
Yeah, it's like a Yeti thing, but yeah, kind of more of the thermos.
But it was like the most awful thing in the world because it's like filled with skins, EGA, even Hottie Toddy, old Miss 2022, where we got hit the 100-1, Caps, Giants, like all stuff that I love and have bet on and won, on that thermos. Is that a thermos? Is that what we call it now?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, when I opened up mine, it was a nice personalized FSU one.
Oh, uh-huh.
Thank you, Steve. It was awesome.
Yeah,
but I'm like, oh, this will be great for coffee. So, yes.
I don't even know if I want to put liquids in mine. I like it so much. Anyway, thank you to him.
That's Steve the Proxy. You're right.
Steve the Proxy.
Yeah, that's him.
Now, what about Sean Higgs?
Sean Higgs. Okay, so I'm in Atlantic City. I'm in Bally's. He had a nice little setup there going, and I come over to just say hello. The first time I met him, and back, and it was done. So now he tweets to me he's going to be in Atlantic City for the Super Bowl. I said, well, maybe I'll see you there because I go to Atlantic City every Super Bowl. This is back when Atlantic City used to take bets. Yes, that's right. And they don't take large bets anymore. Most of the books are limited to $250 or $500. So they want everyone playing on the app. They want to know who everyone is. So I did go there, and I seen Steve, and I said, you know, Steve, I have friends over here, but there's a great pool. And I seen him in the parking garage. Going into the parking garage, I'm sorry, I seen Sean Higgs. I'm in the parking garage, and I'm at the elevator with my friends. And I see him. He goes, hey, Crack, how you doing? And I forgot who he was. I only met him once. And I said, you know what? Do you have a few minutes? I said, come over with us. I said, this is a brand new guy. I never really met him. I said, come on, get in my car. I got something to show you. He goes, all right, look, I'm in. He didn't know what. I could have took him 100 yards the road, 100 yards down the road, and had the argument like Ace Rothstein and Nicky Santoro. But no, I took him over to a Caesars book, and I said, listen. This Joe Asher who runs the books here, he hates me, and I
big fan of mine, Bill.
Yeah, no,
big fan.
If you don't like yourself, it's hard to like anybody. Yeah. So that's just what it is. So anyway, he hated anyone with a pulse. Really, literally, the first guy I know. Maybe that the antique Art Mantaris first. He'll put him up there first. But anyway, rather than throw people under the bus, especially retired ones, with all the money, by the way. So I see him. I said, listen, they're putting out this parlay card. They don't put it out anymore. They put out this parlay card. There's some unbelievable correlations on the Super Bowl. Like, there were some stupid ones. Like, you know, over under three touchdowns. Like you know, and you could bet over in the first half and over in the game. Like, there was a lot of things you can – I don't remember the exact things, but they were really – if you're sharp and they didn't want ties, so they put halves on everything. So it might have been like 3.5 or whatever it was. Yeah. And, they don't want to refund anyone's money with ties. A lot of things, a lot of times those cards, that's why they're bad. Ties lose. So the books, you know, really have a giant edge on them. And even this one, I'm sure they won money to the card. But all these parlays, there was five of them out of the 25 choices that you could put together, you know, in threes, fours, and fives. I said, Sean, can you put these in? So I said, I'll throw you something and we'll hit something together. So him and I went in there and bet him. And you know what? I want to say something. I went to the counter myself. So let me just think. I think I was allowed in at the time. I was allowed in to make parlay bets, but I think they threw me off the app. That's what it was. They threw me off the app. I wasn't allowed no app betting. So I was allowed to bet, but I just needed more because if you go up to the counter and bet $100 on these a couple times, believe it or not, even though it's Super Bowl time, the cameras say, stop that man. He's trying to win. And they used to stop you in Atlantic City. So sure enough, Sean goes on, goes up, and I don't know why. I just figured, all right, Sean, you just hold all the tickets you made, and you know we'll figure it out at the end. And I have my tickets. They all won. Every single – it went 5 for 5 on the correlateds. I don't have Sean Hicks' phone number. I don't have no contact for him. I have nothing. And I realize it's a hefty five figures that this brand new guy, I don't know him.
Yeah.
I touch a Bible. Yeah. I said, this is a hefty five figures that this new guy owes me that I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and now I wasn't at the sports book. I was at a different book. I was at resorts or whatever. Now I go after the game's over, straight Zoom line to Bally's, and the little cabana he rents is gone. So now it's gone. Nothing's in it.
Ghost.
And I said, I can't believe what I did.
Ghost.
I said, you deserve this bill. Because I lost like, I said, it's like I put like $1,500 in.
No,
I was like, you know, you deserve what just happened to you. You gave a guy the tickets, $1,500, which turns into $20,000. And now you deserve what you got, Bill. This guy, the cabana's gone, and he's absconded to the Mexican coast.
Have you remembered his name at this point?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's real, his real name. It's only the name on Twitter. So I'm like, oh, God, look what I did. But now, for some reason, he pops up. He surfaces a couple hours later. I'm like, show him what's going on. He goes, hey, crack, great job. I was like, all right, can we go over and cash them all? And I said, did you bet anything on it? He goes, yeah, I bet myself, too. And I said, listen, I know what I'm owed here. I think $2,000. I said, listen, here's $2,000 extra for you. He goes, no, I don't want it, or whatever it was. It was $1,000 or $2,000, whatever it was. And he's like, no, I won, like, you know, a couple grand myself. So anyway, Sean made about $4,000. We got to be good friends, and he's one of the only people I'd actually trust to be in this
there you go.
Thing for the great, 10 entries.
Because it's, and that is a...
He's inviting us all out to the cabana, Circa, and everything.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Bet Bash Week.
Yeah.
There's a lesson to that, because you and I, no names, you and I, if you've been in sports betting long enough, you will get stiffed by someone.
Millions. I'm owed millions.
You and I, millions.
I'm owed almost 2 million.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You and I got stiffed by a dude about 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Still, we'll never see that money.
I'm owed about like $75,000. Yeah. Yeah. Like, they know. You have to trust people. You know, it's funny. You have to trust people to be in the business. So if I didn't trust no one, I'd still be working my two blue collar jobs. I'd be selling something, you know, cemetery plots, by the way, that was one of the old jobs. I'd be doing something in my early 20s, and you have to trust someone. If not, you know, you try to save $100 a week to get in the American dream, the nice little house and the picket fence. Yes. So you have to have trust in the business to get there. So even though I'm owed a lot of money over the last, by the way, it's 30 years now.
Yeah.
Even though I'm owed a lot of money over the 30 years, there's still a nice substantial profit by taking that chance and taking that risk.
Meanwhile, I've owed Bill a low four-figure sum for about a month now, and we keep forgetting about it.
Yeah. Not only that, it's really funny what just happened. I don't know, you might want to say it at the break. No, it's just he owed me $1,200, and he came over and he went to the ATM and he made up some excuse. He said that no funds. He said, but can I borrow another $1,000?
I got to make a bet.
Got to make a bet.
It's my guy, Bill. More with the crack man on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Tonight's the night. Final episode of Circus Survivor, the quest for $9.2 million. You can watch tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on VSiN. Five-part docuseries concludes tonight inside the high-stakes world of the annual Circus Survivor contest. Tonight's episode really focuses on the guys that get to the end, and there's four entries that get to the end. Several VSiN hosts make appearances along the way to offer their advice. You can watch the final episode again tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on VSiN.com and YouTube TV, as well as a live broadcast on X. Go to VSiN.com/Survivor for details or to watch previous episodes. It has last night's episode, by the way, episode 4 was awesome. Was really the best of the bunch so far, I would say. We get tweets at Beating the Book. I will go to the computer. I always appreciate the feedback on all of these. This is from Keno Walker. Congrats to you and Bill for pushing daily content. Normal sports bettors, including me, would be lost without y'all. We can't depend on ESPN.
Great guy.
They're not like us. Oh, they are definitely not like us.
What a joke.
Michael Burns, do Vegas folks have to go to the counter to turn contest picks in, or can you use the app? You can use the app. Circa has made it that streamlined for us. Chris Heath, I think the G is silent in Guayavera. Gil? No, it is in Gil. It is in Gil or Gilberto or whatever you want to say with that. But in Guayavera, all my Cuban friends pronounce the G as a hard G. Brent Lalonde, met Bill a few weeks ago. He tipped me to Cuba Vera, and my shirts will arrive.
You gotta give me some.
He says his shirts will arrive today.
No, they're the greatest.
Jeff Isaacs chilling at the U.S. Open. He's got his drink. He's at the actual, it looks like he's at Ash. And then Dan Abrams, the docuseries, says getting real good now. Episode four had hedging, scam, poker players shuffling chips for no apparent reason, and a whole lot of gill. Yeah, I was all over the place in through four. Maybe there's less of me in five, I promise you.
The problem is if you've ever played poker, you're that guy for the rest of your life. Like, you can't have chips near you without just shuffling them.
Well, that's kind of his tell, I think, for when he's just... I mean, could he be... The not chopping thing, as we've talked about here on the show with Sean Perry, is one thing. I actually think, you know, you have a right not to chop if you don't want to. I go through a whole bunch of reasons last night in the episode. But the whole... you know, I'm the biggest sports bettor there ever is. I move every market in every sport. It's like, bro, are you like, what is this? What is this nonsense? No one believes you because it's not true. So just stop it.
I just think it's funny.
But when he does with the chips and everything, he's like, are you trying to be as unlikable as humanly possible? Is that your goal
here? You just can't. Like, I've had to call out. Mike Somich and Matt Brown multiple times too, because like me, they're like, there's just a stack of chips like at home next to their desk, and it's like you can hear it when we're setting up guest spots. You're like, stop shuffling chips, man.
Wow, I didn't watch it last night. So was Perry on? They interviewed Perry.
Oh, he was big. He was big time last night.
Oh,
he was
really?
Big portion of last night's.
Yeah, you need that character. What's the word that you're
villain?
Like, you need someone like that.
Yeah, he was perfect for the docuseries.
Yeah, yeah. I have a subject here for these contests that hasn't. I don't think it's been talked about on any show because people don't think that deep. But it's a very realistic thing here. So, can I go up and sign up for a contest and put two names on the entry? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I just had this conversation with my buddy Tommy
this morning.
I was like, you can't. I was like, you have to be here to if you want your own, you have to come in.
No, so, what I'm saying though, can I put two names on the entry, like you know, my wife and I?
I think I'm guessing for your wife and I might be different, but
even my friend and I.
I think for tax purposes that might be an issue.
What if I die? No, I want to know. What if someone dies and they have 20 entries in the contest and they're 3 weeks to go? They're right at the top of millions.
Great point.
What happens?
Let's throw all these questions.
And by the way, my
Dan Trill, he'll know for sure.
No, my guy's putting in picture me every week. So someone from my estate would still be putting the picks in.
Kelly, what about your estate?
No. I mean, you know, like, no, I'm being serious. Like, everyone has an estate. It's everyone.
Yeah.
Like, what did it's a
very legit,
no one's ever talked about it. What
it's
happens?
A legit question. What happens?
I have a proxy. That's my buddy in Vegas, and he puts my picks in for me every week. I die, and now my wife is now. I'm saying, listen, I'll help you, you know, Mrs. X, with these picks.
I think the answer to your question is you'll just miss the deadline.
Oh wow, that's. That's not nice.
I hate to be.
That is just not nice.
I'm
just
only thinking about it in bad
the
ways.
The deadline.
Too. I'm like, Gil dies, and I'm like, hey, did any, like 2 days after Gil dies, hey, it's Thursday. Did anybody do anything with his survivor?
I mean,
I think he'd want me to handle it.
I think Gil's going to miss the deadline.
It's a good subject, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I never thought of it. I just never thought about it. You know.
The worst part, we're like, we're far enough in. This has probably happened. How many years?
The thing is, it's probably happened, and we don't even know it's happened. Yeah, and it is. I mean, I'm not. You know, obviously, we're joking, but it's like you're.
If it happened, you don't know.
You're right. It's legit, but I think that's like it's
part of the risk.
Even in, I mean, let me just associate it with, and this is not exactly the same thing, but. In an employer contract with an employee, right? Let's say you have a contract. If you die in the middle of your contract, the employer has a line in there that says we're no longer on the hook for the rest of your contract.
Okay.
So, you know, they don't have to pay your family out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I you know, that's just
it, something like
all this stuff is not, you know, they don't, they're not going to make it player friendly necessarily.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So there you go. You're going to miss the deadline, Bill. That's the answer.
Randy just text me.
Hey, Dan Trell. Let's get Dan Trell from behind the desk here at the D. See what he says.
I just love the idea of whatever the grieving process of everything going around you and like me being like, hey, did anybody handle Gil's Survivor?
Could you imagine calling my mom? My mom would be like, what is Survivor? He's not a Survivor.
I know this might not be in his will, but he would want this to happen.
He's the opposite of a Survivor.
I'm laughing at this. This is the opposite. No, however.
And why are you bothering me at this time?
With a couple weeks to go, it's 3 weeks to go or something, no one knows. Now, I'm just going to tell you all, I'm going to give you guys all free knowledge out there. You got to do a weekend at Bernie's on your surviving spouse or friend. You got to do that because you have 3 weeks to go. You got to not say anything. You got to just keep him going, put him in a chair, put some formaldehyde in him, prop him up. He did not die. And then you work with the town guy to get the death certificate forged after the contest deadline, after it's over. That's all you can do. I mean,
I told you about my buddy in the Keys, right? We used to joke around with about that. He's got a house down in the Keys and it's gorgeous. And we're always like, hey, whenever you die, we're just going to weekend at Bernie's you around. Yeah.
That's
he's still here.
the weekend at Bernie's approach. That's right.
It's great. I absolutely love that movie. It's such a good feel-good so movie. With some guys that were like, they were really, I forget the names of the guys.
Andrew McCarthy.
Very
Boom.
Good. Jonathan Silverman.
Well, yeah. I love movie knowledge.
I loved Andrew McCarthy in a lot of movies.
I have to pan a documentary, though, with Andrew McCarthy. Andrew McCarthy, part of the Brat Pack.
Oh, wow.
They have a Brat Pack documentary is out now. This is the... they were dubbed by an article, I want to say, in the New Yorker magazine back at their height, talking about Andrew McCarthy, but talking about Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Emilio Estevez, whoever was in the Brat Pack. And by the way, that's part of the documentary, who actually was in it, considered it, and who wasn't. And it just felt like a very sort of self-indulgent documentary. I did not love it.
Okay.
I caught it on, what was it, Hulu or HBO Max, one of those two or something. I was going to watch it.
I won't even
I
say
didn't, so. And then you said it the next day, the same thing. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to skip that.
I don't even know if self-indulgent might not be it. I questioned, were you really that big to have made, maybe they were. Maybe I'm just missing out. Maybe they were just that big.
I think they were from a, like.
Yeah, from a pop culture
kind of like
standpoint.
A cult pop culture status level, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, none of them, besides Rob Lowe, were movie stars. Really.
Well, Demi Moore was a bit, I think, right?
Yes, definitely.
But the whole thing was based on the fact that this New Yorker article, I think it was New Yorker, where they thought it was going to be a neutral at worst piece or something that lauded them. Instead, it came out negative, right? Mm. That they were the Brat Pack and they didn't really care about their craft. Anyway, point being is like. Andrew McCarthy was making the point that, like, did this really, did it affect the rest of your career and that kind of thing? So I don't know. I didn't love it. There's my recommendation. Yeah,
some others did okay for themselves out of that career.
Oh, yeah. That's why Rob Lowe and Demi Moore kind of felt that way. They're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Making a live bet here.
Yes.
Oh.
It's on the extra board game. Sacramento State down the bottom. 308-957 is the game number. Sacramento State. Plus, there's some plus threes. The Circa has plus three, minus 20. I like the plus three. The minus 20 is fine. Sacramento State versus San Jose State. Randy just gave me that.
Randy McKay.
And he gave me another game that he's going to. He's actually going to the game. Randy, you didn't give me permission to give this out. But
I wonder if he got out of the Rockies. Okay.
It's in Boulder.
Is he still hiking, though? He was last.
Oh, I've seen the hiking.
Yeah.
I hope he keeps doing those videos. Yeah. I want Randy McKay narrating nature while he gives out or promotes bets coming up.
It's like Mutual of Omaha for Randy McKay.
This game is in Boulder. Going to the game in Boulder tomorrow night, which is last night he sent. I took some NDSU, which is North Dakota State. And I believe they're live to win outright. Wow. Plus 9.5 right now everywhere.
Give the two plays again, please.
Yeah. North Dakota State plus 9.5.
Oh, that's you're taking North Dakota State plus the points.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I bet $1K on that. And I bet $2K, though, on the Sacramento. CS Sacramento against San Jose State, which is the last lined game on the board.
What's the line on Sacramento State?
Plus 2.5 everywhere. Go for the three because there's three here in Circa. There's three at DraftKings, three at many places. Is far away, so
yeah, it's on the move.
BetMGM 3.
We got to run. We'll come right back. More with the Crack Man on the other side.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, our website, full effect, VSiN.com. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, betting guides, it's all there. And on the front page today, how about some Josh Applebaum, Kelly? Top picks from the MLB betting splits for Thursday, August 29th. That's the day. Zach Cohen on multiple sports. Dave Tooley on NFL picks, AFC over-under season win totals from Tooley. Adam Burke on college football and beyond. It's all there. Tyler Shoemaker, who dunked the basketball earlier, he's got some college football plays as well. It's all at VSiN.com. Speaking of Tyler, we showed him dunking the basketball earlier, and then we asked Tim Murray, who's what, six? What do you say, 6'6", Tim was?
6'6". I didn't think he's that tall.
6'6". That's Jordan height.
Yeah. We were talking about it yesterday in the back. I was guessing 6'4", 6'5", on Tim.
So I asked him. I asked him. I was like, "Hey, can you dunk the basketball like Tyler Shoemaker can?" And Tim was like, "Not really anymore." But he did show us a video from 2 years ago. Would you like to see it? It's Tim Murray yo-yoing the dribble, bang!
He got that easy.
He got that easy 2 years ago.
You're telling me he can't do that now?
So what's happened to him in the last 2 years? Look at him just talking smack at the end there. Hang loose, hang 10 or whatever that is. Good for Tim. Dunked it fairly easily. We get tweets at being in the book. I just want to read the last few because I don't want to miss out on anybody. Jason H11, Survivor? What is this Survivor, Gilly? Are you sick? Do you have a disease? Chance Copperpot, Bill asking the hard questions about death and bets. These are the things I do not really think about since I don't have a family. I'm sure I'm not the only one in this situation. I guess the house just keeps the money. I think they do.
And yeah, then, I was going to say, Gil, yeah, you're the first come, first served to all my stuff when I go.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
Whoever can get to my place first.
I'm calling up Tad Bidlin. I'm being like, your son had a couple Survivor entries. Does that mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah. He'd work with you easy on that one. That would be an easy conversation.
And then trust the glove. I'm sorry, but I didn't hear about 15 minutes of the show after Gil's mom said he's the opposite of a Survivor. Yes, she did. She didn't say that. This is baseball, by the way, real quick, because we want to do this. I don't know what, by the way, the 1 month where I have not been in this, we've done more updates than the months where I wasn't. I don't know why we got into this mode.
You keep sending it to me every
morning.
I'm
sorry.
Like, all right.
I'm kind of obsessed. Diamondbacks back in the lead for August. Look at Diamondbacks, 18-6 with their dramatic come-from-behind win over the Mets yesterday. Corbin Carroll with a two-out grand slam in the eighth to win it for the Diamondbacks that held up. 18-6 are the Diamondbacks, just three games left. Padres lose yesterday. They're 17-8. So it's the Diamondbacks in the catbird seat. The only other teams that are mathematically alive, Cubs, Dodgers, both 16-8, two games back. Tigers, 16-9. How about the Tigers, by the way? 16-9 month for the Detroit Tigers. And then the Brewers at 15-9 are mathematically alive because they have four games left, but that's about it. Diamondbacks to lose, trying to go back-to-back in the monthlies. And then best record, the Dodgers are the solo leaders once again. Have one game lead over the Phillies, 1.5 game lead over the Yankees for the best record in all of baseball. Brewers are in fourth, by the way. D-backs in sixth. Come on. That's my bet.
Well, what's your bet again? Best record or NL one
seed? I have both. I have number one seed at 12-1, and then nationally, 12-1 or 13-1, I can't remember. And then I have best overall record at 40-1. Three games back with roughly 30 games left in the season.
That is crazy how jumbled all those teams are.
All right. Bill brought this up with me off air during the week. I found this fascinating.
Yeah. I text you during the week. I said, you know, what's the proper tip when I go to – I want to know what the proper – not that I don't know what tipping is. I'm an over-tipper, so – but for certain situations, I may be an under-tipper. But I know in this one I'm not, but I made a mistake, and the mistake won't be made again because maybe I'm a little bit too sensitive towards it.
You were not happy with this.
I go and take an amount out of my app at one of the casinos in town, and I give the guy a sawbuck, give him $10.
So he's withdrawing funds.
Withdrawing
from his
funds
app.
From my app. You know, take money out of your app.
Okay.
And I
one
I
of
gave,
the shops you can still do that at the
gave,
counter.
Yeah. Gave him $10. Well, why? In here you can, right? In Vegas, but like other far, you know,
MGM and Caesars, you can't.
Oh, you can't just go to the counter and ask for money,
bruh. There's like a whole process.
Yeah, you got to do it all in your app now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wait for.
I used to take money out of.
Let's
out
wait
of
for
Caesars.
An email followed
yeah.
by
something like that. Yeah.
So wait, so tell the story.
Sorry,
so
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
So you
okay.
you withdraw
so
funds.
I withdraw funds.
I'm sorry, Bill. Bill short circuiting.
No, I withdraw funds.
Yeah.
Give the guy $10, and he doesn't say nothing to me. He actually almost sighed. I was like, I walked away saying, I text Gil. I said, you won't think what just happened to me. Now, this guy doesn't realize that I actually in preseason destroyed it, by the way. So I gave them, because they gave me, they're very good to me on preseason. They give me very good limits on preseason, more than probably I deserve on a preseason game when they know everything I'm going to bet's going to move. So I did real good on preseason, but I went up to the counter there and I made 5 bets on preseason, and I bet one bet that I really liked, I gave them guys $20 on, and the other 4 I gave them $10 on, 11 to win 10. So I went 4-1, including winning the $20 one. So I gave them – now when you tip, and I know it doesn't sound like a lot, $10, but yeah, you're actually tipping them $21 per ticket because you're giving the $11 that you put up plus the $10 profit. So now they already made like $100 already, and –
because they had bets going.
Yeah, they had bets. So 4 out of 5 won. But I didn't tell – I'm not going to go to the counter and say, hey, you guys like those bets? No, because honestly, they don't check the results and say, oh, Bill Krakenberger gave me this. They don't even know who gave him the ticket. They don't know. Yeah. But, you know, like Jeff Benson is the best example of this. He knows what I used to do at stations on Friday – late Friday nights at Stations Casino at – Palace Station with the overnight round robins on the games on the mornings. Jeff was a supervisor there, and he knows I used to always bet for them and give them the bets. But at least he knew. These guys don't even know. I gave him an extra 10, and I said to myself, I'm never doing this again. I'm never – listen, some people just
because
aren't
– because of his reaction.
Because of his reaction, I said, yes. I'm never – I'll tip at the counter cash. I'm never betting anything for a clerk again because they don't know who it came from. They don't know who to thank. And I don't even want to thanks. I forgot about it until I walked away. But I got pissed, and I immediately texted Gil. I was like, you won't believe what just happened to me.
And here was my response. My response is, this is Meshuggah, yeah. Right? Like the fact that Bill even thought to tip on a withdrawal of funds in the first place is very, again, very generous of Bill to even have the thought. But this notion that they have created a culture, right? They have created a culture where you are supposed to, because if you don't, you're an awful person.
Yes.
You're supposed to tip. They've created this culture. This culture doesn't exist outside of this place. It does on normal things. That, you know, like, I'll go to a restaurant, I'll tip 25%, 30%. I love that kind of stuff. But Vegas has created this, and specifically at sportsbooks, they've created this culture where, like, if you don't tip, something is terribly wrong with you as a human being. And this is, by the way, this is the Fezzik thing. You were better off not tipping a dime, meaning an actual dime, 10 cents.
Nothing.
Nothing. You were better off tipping nothing than you were $10, because the fact that you tipped $10 put the notion in their heads, oh, this guy only tipped us $10. And if you had tipped nothing, nobody would have said a damn thing.
You can play Nicky the Dunce. Yeah, you don't think, I didn't know. Yeah. I was actually upset. I usually don't get upset. I was upset, but because the books are pretty good to me in town, the ones that I do play at. And, you know, there's for this to happen, I was like, this guy doesn't even know that I forgot about it until after. Yeah. And I just said, you know, do you tip on the app, on an app payment? It's on Win, so you are winning. Mm. I'm pulling money out. And I just thought it was kind of weird. You know, I'll give you something else. You're going to know about this a little bit. So, you know, I see you posting your slot wins on the playing terrible games, by the way. I'm mad at you. I'm going to talk about you after the show. I don't know what you're doing.
He's on a caper with Fezzik.
No, but you know what? Fezzik's playing for a card. Fezzik's playing for something. I think, I'm sorry. I think you're just playing because you're just bored. And guess what?
Oh, he's mad at you.
Bill Krakenberger did that for years. I'm a losing video poker player. Probably not now. Having a good year, having a good, but because I'm an idle mind as a devil's playground. So I would just go and play, and you know, a lot of times because I had $50 in free play, but I would play much more than the $50 was worth.
Sure.
This is back, you know, 10 years ago. I will not do that. Now I get a deal. I know what it's worth. I know the percentage of the payout. I know how many hands to generate that offer. I know how much money you put through the machine. But there's bonus days. There's different things that to go on, I understand. But you'll understand this is what I'm trying to say, Kelly. When you go to the cage and cash a ticket, And, like, I went to the cage with a $1,050 ticket at a local property. I swear, the lady jumped back like Macaulay Culkin in like, Home Alone or whatever he was in. He jumped back. Uncle Buck, who are you? You know, they jumped. The guy jumped.
I remember the scene.
The guy jumped back, and he's like, whoa, $1,050. I was like, yeah, hi. He goes, congratulations. I was like, you're kidding me, right? I said, you should never tell no one that over $1,000. Like, but like, anyway, I just not. They're looking for a tip. I understand.
Right, yes. That's all that's for. Yeah.
You like the Macaulay Culkin?
Oh, I like it.
You like the Uncle Bucks?
Oh, you should have seen the toast.
You should have seen the toast. I couldn't fit it through the door.
Excellent reference and contemporary too, Bill.
Yeah.
Very contemporary.
All right.
Bill Krakenberg. Thank you, Billy. Always a pleasure.
Love you guys.
At Bill Krakman with a K. Love you back. Wisecrack's the name of the podcast. We've done all we can do. Best Bets is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.